DeepEnglish.com.
Free falling.
Active speaking, part C. While free fall was forced upon Julianne, there is one man who seeks it out for a living. Meet Jeb Corliss, otherwise known as the god of base jumping. Was free fall forced upon Jeb Corliss? No, it wasn't. Free fall was forced upon Julianne. Who is Jeb Corliss known as? Jeb Corliss is known as the god of base jumping. For as long as he can remember, Jeb always dreamed of flying. One of his earliest memories was when he was 6 years old. What has Jeb dreamed of for as long as he can remember? For as long as he can remember, Jeb always dreamed of flying. Was one of his earliest memories when he was 8 years old? No, one of his earliest memories was when he was 6 years old. When was one of your earliest memories? He was sitting in the back seat of his aunt's car, watching birds jump from telephone poles, opening their wings and soaring through the sky. Where was Jeb sitting? He was sitting in the back of his aunt's car. And was he watching birds climb up telephone poles? No, he was watching birds jump from telephone poles. And were the birds opening their wings and falling through the air? No, they were opening their wings and soaring through the air. He told his aunt that he wanted to do that too. His aunt explained that when he got older, he would learn that humans can't fly. Maybe you can't, he replied, but I'm going to. What did Jeb tell his aunt? He told his aunt that he wanted to fly too, just like the birds. And what did his aunt say in reply? She said that when Jeb got older, he would learn that humans couldn't fly. And what did Jeb say in response to his aunt's opinion? He said, "Maybe you can't, but I'm going to." And fly he has. Jeb has dedicated his life to realizing the dream of human flight. What has Jeb dedicated his life to? He's dedicated his life to realizing the dream of human flight. What have you dedicated your life to? When he turned 18, he began skydiving, and that eventually led to the extreme sport of base jumping. Did Jeb begin base jumping at the age of 18? No, he began skydiving at the age of 18. And what did skydiving eventually lead to? Skydiving eventually led to the extreme sport of base jumping. Base jumping is when you jump from a fixed structure, like a tower or cliff, achieve free fall, and then pull your parachute at the last second before making impact with the ground below. What is base jumping? Base jumping is when you jump from a fixed structure, like a tower or cliff, achieve free fall, and then pull your parachute at the last second before making impact with the ground below. Through base jumping, Jeb discovered joy, purpose, and accomplishment. Through base jumping, what did Jeb discover? He discovered joy, purpose, and accomplishment. But he didn't stop there. He quickly realized that if he wore a wingsuit, similar to the anatomic structure of a flying squirrel, he wouldn't just fall straight down. He could also move horizontally. Is a wingsuit similar to the anatomic structure of an eagle? No, it isn't. It is similar to the anatomic structure of a flying squirrel. And what did Jeb realize about wearing a wingsuit? He realized he wouldn't just fall straight down, he could also move horizontally. This was the closest thing to flying that man has ever known. Was this the closest thing to being a bird that man has ever known? Well, sort of. Actually, it's the closest thing to flying that man has ever known. Jeb lives on the edge of life and death through his flights, and he doesn't simply jump and pull his parachute. What does Jeb live on the edge of through his flights? Jeb lives on the edge of life and death through his flights. And does he simply jump and pull his parachute? No, he doesn't simply jump and pull his parachute. Instead, Jeb pushes the envelope by attempting the seemingly impossible. he flies through valleys and canyons, tracing the contours of cliffs, ridges, and mountainsides at death-defying speeds. How does Jeb push the envelope with his base jumping? He pushes the envelope with his base jumping by attempting the seemingly impossible. How does he do this? He flies through valleys and canyons, tracing the contours of cliffs, ridges, and mountainsides at death-defying speeds. In one of his most recent incredible feats, he jumped out of a helicopter and swooped through Heaven's Gate, a natural arch in China's famous Tianmen Mountain, at over 300 kilometers per hour in front of thousands of people. In one of his most recent incredible feats, did Jeb jump out of a hot air balloon? No, he jumped out of a helicopter. And what did he swoop through? He swooped through Heaven's Gate, a natural arch in China's famous Tianmen Mountain. Was he flying at only 30 kilometers per hour? No, he was flying at over 300 kilometers per hour. And were there a handful of people there to watch him? No, there were more than that. There were thousands of people there to watch him. The margin of error was so small that even the slightest miscalculation in the angle of approach or gust of wind would have meant certain death for Jeb. Was the margin of error large? No, the margin of error was small. What would the slightest miscalculation in angle of approach have meant for Jeb? A miscalculation in the angle of approach would have meant certain death for Jeb. What about a gust of wind? That too would have meant certain death for Jeb. The fear is powerful before and during the jumps, so much so that Jeb sometimes trembles and cries. But once he steps off that cliff or leaps off that helicopter, things get very simple. Success is the only choice. Does the fear sometimes cause Jeb to laugh and giggle? No, the fear sometimes causes him to tremble and cry. And once he steps off that cliff or leaps off that helicopter, what happens next? Once he steps off that cliff or leaps off that helicopter, things get very simple. Success is the only choice. As Jeb says, it's like a hurricane inside your head. Every nerve ending is saying, "Don't do this." Once you take that step, there is no coming back. It will change you as a human being. Does Jeb say it's like a typhoon inside your head? No, not exactly. He says it's like a hurricane inside your head. Does Jeb think that wingsuit base jumping will change you? Yes, he does. He thinks it will change you as a human being. Do you think base jumping will change you?